MSRN News. I'm John Scott. Israel is stepping up its offensive against Hamas and reportedly preparing for a ground invasion of Gaza. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said President Biden and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke earlier today.
The call was two leaders talking to one another, one who is leading a nation that has suffered an unfathomable attack, and another nation who is standing behind them four square in the defense of their country. And the conversation carried on in those terms, and the two leaders spoke in a collaborative fashion, as they always do.
Meanwhile, some families of Americans missing or taken hostage by Hamas in Israel want the government there and here to secure their release.
At a news conference in Tel Aviv, Nahar Netta says he was on the phone with his 66-year-old mother, Adrian, who's originally from California, when Hamas attacked Saturday and the line cut off.
The optimistic scenario is that she's held hostage in Gaza and not dead.
Rachel Goldberg says her 23-year-old son, who was born in the U.S., was at the music festival when the attack happened. He called her from a bomb shelter.
They were throwing grenades in, shooting machine guns, and we know that Hirsch's arm from the elbow down was severed.
Goldberg says witnesses saw him taken away by Hamas. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNews.com, General Motors and the union representing Canadian auto workers have reached a tentative contract agreement, and they could end the strike less than 24 hours after it began. GM agreed to all items that it fought the union on, such as pensions and retiree income. On Wall Street, the Dow had 139 points, and the NASDAQ is adding 100 points. This is SRN News. A new poll on climate and religion.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it finds that 61% of the general public believe so-called climate change is happening, and it's our fault. Human beings, that is. Amongst people of faith, 76% of Hispanic Catholics also believe this, as do 67% of Jews and 59% of Black Protestants. White evangelicals are at the other end of the spectrum. 19% say climate change is not happening, and only 31% say it's our fault. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Transgender. A major issue in New Jersey, where all 80 seats in the state assembly and all 40 in the Senate are up for grabs next month. The state has filed complaints against three Monmouth County school districts, claiming that policies they recently enacted requiring school officials to notify parents if their child is transgender violate the state's law against discrimination. Republicans argue the lawsuits defy common sense. This is SRN News. Evacuations ordered as remnants of Typhoon Koinou hit southern China.
People have been moved to shelters and nearly 2,000 boats were called to port as what's left of the typhoon hits southern China after leaving one dead and over 300 injured in Taiwan. The storm bore down on the southern island province of Hainan on Monday, just south of the financial center of Hong Kong and key manufacturing regions. Air and rail services have been suspended as Koinou, meaning puppy in Japanese, rolled into the region. Last month, Guangdong province and Hong Kong were hit with the heaviest rains in almost 140 years. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Mexico's president has rejected a U.S. request to set up migrant transit centers in Mexico. Guatemala has set up one such center where migrants can apply for U.S. work and refugee visas, but President Andres Obrador rejecting a U.S. request to set up sites in Mexico. More details at SRNNews.com.